tell us what happened yesterday and what this means for college basketball before we get into what it means here locally, if anything.
Yeah, well, it actually won the DOJ. It was the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York, which is essentially New York City, and the FBI. And more or less, I mean, you laid out the charges there, wire fraud, bribery. I think it was even a money laundering charge in there somewhere. Four different assistant coaches, one each at Auburn, Arizona, Oklahoma State, and Southern Cal, charged. A high-level executive at Adidas has been charged. And then a number of actors in sort of the world of money management and player representation. And essentially laying out, if you read the court documents and the sealed complaints that were unsealed yesterday. Essentially, it lays out sort of this formula that a lot of us probably at least assumed existed to some degree in college basketball, wherein a third party would help facilitate payment to a recruit, to help steer the recruit to a certain school, presumably a school affiliated with a shoe company or a school where an agent or a financial advisor had a really strong relationship with someone, so that once the player left that school, presuming that player went on to the NBA, he would remain loyal to the financial advisor, to the shoe company, to whatever. And this is something that the NCAA has sort of tried to get under control, but, you know, ultimately the NCAA is an organization that exists at the pleasure of its members. And so it does not have, you know, it has not been given, frankly, the kind of investigative power that the FBI is going to have, subpoena power, wiretaps, things like that.
But the FBI was not actively seeking out these college basketball coaches. This kind of came from another investigation that kind of opened the trap door, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, they were. I mean, I don't want to say they were seeking out college basketball coaches. They were investigating these allegations, bribery, wire fraud, et cetera, within the world of college basketball. Now, they did not, and my understanding anyway, is that they came to that via investigations of, you know, mismanagement and fraud.
Securities fraud,
I thought. In the broader world of financial management, I think, is kind of where it started. And that sort of steered them into this, as they started to turn people who gave them more information on what was going on, and they realized maybe how deep it went or whatever their motivations were for really pursuing this.
So when you're saying securities fraud, are you saying that I guess I'm not sure I understand, because supposedly we don't have money involved in these kids.
That's the problem.
that's why I want more explanation.
You're exactly right, because these kids can't get this kind of money. They're amateur athletes, right?
Right. And to be clear, the securities fraud was not specific to this case. I think what happened was there were witnesses or there were other cases that involved that brought the FBI and the U.S. attorney witnesses who then turned them on to the bribery, the wire fraud, some of these things that were going on related to college basketball recruiting.
Now, the one question people have, and Margaret's was a good one too, well, obviously they can't get paid, but the wink, wink, knock, knock that the underground of college basketball or underbelly of college, but this isn't anything new. These people have just got in the wrong end of the pool. They've got the wrong people investigating them. No one's condoning this behavior, don't get me wrong, but the wink, wink, knock, knock has been, this has gone on forever.
So, I mean, there's no question about that. And again, the issue is that the NCAA has limited investigative power. It can't compel people to testify. It can coerce them. It can say, you know, we will put stiff penalties on you, maybe we'll revoke your eligibility, whatever, if you don't testify for us, but it can't compel. It can't subpoena things. It can't wiretap. I mean, yesterday we were reading and then hearing talk of, you know, wiretap recorded phone conversations, video recordings of conversations about, the, you know, these sort of, as you, under the table, I guess, recruiting deals. I mean, these are, and I'm not trying to make college basketball out to be the mafia. Please, please understand. But the way the FBI has gone about this is the way it would go about taking down any other sort of like criminal or organized crime ring or anything like that. And again, I'm
a mountain of evidence.
College basketball. Well, I'm sorry?
A mountain of evidence, I believe I read somewhere.
Right, and I'm not trying to equate college basketball to the mafia. I'm really not. But, like, people need to understand these aren't half measures. I mean, this was all the way. This is a month-long investigation, I think more than 24 months. And the FBI is using basically all the surveillance and evidence-gathering tools at its disposal. It put undercover agents in play. It had informants at work. I mean, this is
wow
everything.
Wow.
And now the big question is, the assistant coaches they've arrested. They've arrested some other players, as you mentioned in this. We haven't heard of any head coaches involved. How does this at all relate to we heard an executive from Adidas. Indiana has a shoe contract and an apparel contract with Adidas. How, if at all, does this relate to Indiana University, Zach?
So far, we have no reason to believe it relates to IU, or for that matter, any school in state, and unless you want to consider Louisville in state, which I don't think anybody does.
There's a river there for a reason.
Right. Indiana, for its part, at least an official sort of a department spokesman told me last night that Indiana has no reason, nor has been given any reason to believe it's involved in this. You know, that said, the thing that is most striking about this, after you consider that the FBI and the U.S. attorney basically sort of decided and announced yesterday that they have jurisdiction such as they can regulate college basketball recruiting, and that in itself is stunning. You know, nobody knows where this is going next. And that's not me trying to say something ominous about IU or Kentucky or Purdue or Butler or Notre Dame or anybody. I'm just saying no one could have seen this coming. No one. And so you've got certainly, I mean, the four schools where the assistants worked, Louisville, there's two schools mentioned in these sealed complaints that are not named, but it's very easy to figure out who they are. One of them is Louisville. I believe the other is Miami. The University of Miami in Florida.
Let me ask you an interesting question on that. We saw four assistants arrested from other schools, not Louisville and Miami of Florida. What am I missing there?
I'm sorry, what do you mean?
We heard that the assistant coaches from Arizona, Oklahoma State, Auburn, and
Southern Cal.
Were there any coaches from Louisville or Miami arrested
on
this? That's what I don't understand. I'm sorry.
Because in those situations, those coaches were involved in among other things, were involved in committing bribery. We're taking, I think the issue was taking kickbacks from those third parties, you know, presumably shoe companies, but maybe, you know, player representation folks to help steer kids, once it was time for them to go back into, you know,
gotcha,
being sponsored, having agents, those kinds of things. So, and it's worth pointing out, and this is why I say nobody knows what's happening next. It's worth pointing out those four assistants, three of them work for Nike schools. One of them works for an Under Armour school. So
representatives are representatives.
Right. I mean, this is Adidas got a lot of attention yesterday and understandably so. But this was not an investigation targeted at Adidas. And this is not, you know, this is not about Adidas.
Well, their stock dropped 3% yesterday, so somebody misinterpreted
that. Well, no, absolutely. Like I said, they took it in the teeth on Tuesday, and you understand why. I'm just saying this is not designed to go after Adidas.
Right.
Like I said, Nike schools, Under Armour schools have been wrapped into it as well.
Zach Osterman's our guest this morning at Zach Osterman with the Indy Star. There's been no surprise to anyone that the shoe business is tied in with the college recruiting, is tied in with the AAU, is tied in with the grassroots, and any of that stuff. Moving forward, the quote of the day yesterday was from the FBI that said, "You probably want to call us. You don't want us calling you." There is a tip line up that people can call in and do what? What do we expect, if anything, is this going to change the landscape of college basketball?
I wish I had a better answer. I don't know, and I don't think anyone knows. And
well, then let me ask you a better question. Who this morning didn't sleep last night?
I mean,
all of them?
Probably.
Some of them? Most of them?
A lot of people. I mean, nobody knows where the water's edge is today. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like nobody knows where it stops. Nobody knows. I mean, yesterday, and I wrote this, and I think other people did too. Yesterday felt like a beginning, not an end. And it did not feel like, you know, the FBI or the U.S. attorney had charged these 10 individuals, and that was sort of the culmination of all their work, and that they were, you know, these were the loose threads that they were going to pull on that were just going to, you know, let the whole thing come apart. I mean, this feels like a start. And there were even lines, I think there was a line in one of the reports, or maybe it was mentioned in the press conference, one of the undercover agents basically saying, you know, I want to be clear, these are the information I'm giving today. It's not all the information I have. It's just the information I'm giving related to these cases. Again, you know, all of this stuff with Louisville. Louisville wasn't even named in the complaint. That was very, very easy to figure out who it was. It was a public research university in Kentucky, an X enrollment. Okay, you go find the enrollment of the public research universities in Kentucky, and then you figure it out. It wasn't even particularly difficult to figure out who the player being discussed for this $100,000 payment was. But there's also, like, videotape, apparently, of a meeting in a hotel room about, I think, another player and setting up a you know,
payment
financial
plan.
Yeah, for another player. So I don't think anybody can really sleep that comfortably. I think if you feel like you've been above board and you've done everything you can, and you don't try to hide anything or resist or whatever, if you do wind up in the crosshairs of any of this, then you'll probably be okay, I think.
And briefly
but,
on this.
But this is going to, I think, reignite a spirited debate about the nature of amateurism in this country. This is, this is likely going to change the nature of college basketball and maybe college football recruiting forever. There is just no way to say right now what this means, what comes next, you know, who's in trouble and who's not. I mean, this is unprecedented. This is something we have never seen before. And there is no way to say, therefore, that, okay, this is what we do now. This is the next step. This is the next step. We've never seen this.
So do you think we're going to hear about something like this in other sports?
That's kind of one of the big questions, is whether or not this would find its way. I think the only other one would probably be college football.
Yeah, that's what I would assume.
Oof. Yeah, I mean,
part of this investigation was the person that they found committing problems turned states and then recorded all these hotel rooms and phone calls and all this stuff. That's where they got all this evidence, right?
Yes, and that's
so
my understanding.
You almost have to have that player at the college football level where somebody can walk into a hotel room and record all this stuff. That's how you get all this evidence, so... It's not
right.
It's not as easy as just throwing your investigative team
no,
on
No, I'm not saying that.
No, you're not at all.
No.
That's why I'm saying they were so successful in this one, because they had the inside guy.
Well, I almost wonder if somebody's going to get really scared and do that.
That's why they put up the tip line and said, hey, if you want to call us, you don't want us calling you. That was the quote yesterday. Hey, Zach, I wish we had more time to talk about this. We will down the road. If anything else develops, we'll make sure we get back to you.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Thank you again, buddy. Thanks for clearing that up. Zach Osterman, the Indy Star, @ Zach Osterman. You can find his work and articles on this topic. Find him at the Indy Star.